الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا دعاء رسول الله. This is the supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the days of Ramadan, and this is the third day. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma arzuqni fihi al-dhihna wa al-tanbih, wa ba'idni fihi an al-safahati wa al-tamwih, waj'alli nasiban min kulli khayrin tunzilu fihi bijudika ya ajwad al-ajwadin. درسته امروز چهارمه ولی این دعای روز سومه اشکال نداره. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, O Allah, grant me, ارزقني in this day or the month of Ramadan الذهن. ذهن means intelligence. ذهن means mind, reason, intelligence, comprehension, discernment. الذهن والتنبيه. تنبيه is alertness. Be alerted always. Be awake. I know what is happening around me. وباعدني فيه من السفاهة والتمويه. And protect me against weak-mindedness and feeble-mindedness. سفاهة. والتمويه, confusion. The best gift that Allah bestowed upon mankind, the very best gift, what is it? What do you think? Money? Health? What is it? Aql, ahsant, reason. Reason, brain, and aql. This is the best gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon the humanity. And Allah says in Surah Al-Rahman, الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان. بيان is intelligent expression. Intelligent expression, not any expression. Intelligent expression that contains understanding, comprehension, discernment. علمه البيان. So we can communicate. And through communication, we can carry on with our life. We can reach out to each other, we can do business, we can get married, we can have children, we can build families, we can build our societies, we can run the countries. When you have bayan, today you can see one of the contenders to the White House, he uses his speech sometimes without intelligence. And then he would be in trouble. Whenever he uses his mouth, his tongue, but he does not use his aql with it, his brain. Imagine this person goes to tomorrow to the White House, and then if someone offends him, says something bad to him, he wants to retaliate. He would lead the whole country, the 300 million people, in trouble, in mess. Allah says, "Allamahul bayan." Use your intelligence when you speak. Therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he says the backbone and the infrastructure and the mainstay of every person is his aql, his reason. قوام المرء عقله ولا دين لمن لا عقل له. The Prophet says there is no deen, no faith for someone who does not have aql or does not use his aql. قوام المرء, your backbone, your structure, your infrastructure is your aql. This is your capital. The capital, the real capital, not the money that you have in your pocket, is your reason. This is why he himself says, إِنَّمَا يُدْرَكُ الْخَيْرُ كُلُّهُ بِالْعَقْلِ. All the goodness in this universe can be attained only and only through aql, through reason. The goodness. If you want to attain goodness and reach goodness and have goodness in your life, you have to use your brain. You cannot stay away from your brain, not even a single second. And sometimes this is brain is built in, inborn, inherent. This is genetic. It runs in the family. Some people are intelligent, genetically intelligent. The father, the mother, the siblings, the boys, the girls, everyone in the family is intelligent. Allah bestows on them intelligence. Sometimes it is not through your family. It is not hereditary. It is through experience. Through your experience, through living, when you are wise, when you look at life and what is happening to your neighbor, to your friend, to your brother, to your co-worker, you learn. Life is a school, my friends. Sometimes the school is called UC Irvine, and sometimes it's your neighborhood. When you travel, when you see people, this is a university, you learn. As-Sa'id, Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salatu wassalam, says, the happy person is the one who learns from the mistakes of others. As-sa'idu man itta'adha bighayri. When he sees others, when he sees their success and their failure, and he looks at that and he learns, this is a happy person. He's not going to do the same mistake. So sometimes intelligence comes with your blood, genetically built in, inherent in you, from your father and your mother, and sometimes it comes from your experience. This is why Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam says, al-aqlu aqlan. We have two types of mind and reason. Aqlu al-tab is the inherent reason that you have, inherent intelligence, that you get it from your ancestors, in your family, in your blood. The second one, وَعَقْلُ التَّجْرُبَةِ. The second aql, you learn it from experience, tajruba. Either from yourself, sometimes we do mistakes, but we have to learn from them. The second time, we don't repeat the same mistake. A person who's aql, prudent, would never repeat the mistake again. He would carry that mistake with him to the last day of his life, and he would not repeat it. If he's prudent, if he's foolish, he will do the same mistake every single day. He will repeat it every single day. This is how we distinguish between someone who's prudent, wise, and someone who is foolish. The prudent, the one who learns from the experience. And my friends, brain and reason is not only necessary when you do business. Some people think you have to have good brain, good aql, good reason, only when you go to the marketplace to make money. No. Even when you do business with God, you need reason. Even when you do business with God. Even when you worship God, you need reason. You need aql. You need to use your intellect, intellectual power. Because many people, they worship and they don't know why they are worshiping. Allah says to the Prophet, this book, Kitabun, Surah Sad, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarak, Kitabun anzalnahu ilayka mubarakan liyaddabbaru. This book, we sent it upon you so they may contemplate on his signs. If someone does not have aql or reason, he cannot contemplate. You only contemplate when you have reason. When you incorporate your reason, you start contemplating. Tadabbur. This book requires not just recitation, qira'ah. God did not say liyaqra'u. He said liyatadabbur. Big difference between liyaqra'u, to read, or to contemplate. Many Muslims today, they memorize this book And they read it, but they don't contemplate on this book. They don't understand the true meaning of this book. This is why this book is being abused. Even among those who read the book, they abuse it when they don't understand the true meaning. If you send a letter to your friend, and the friend reads the letter but he does not understand it, you get hurt. You get hurt, you say, I sent him a letter, he doesn't know how to read it. He doesn't understand me, he doesn't get me. Allah says, I sent you the book, but you don't get me. You don't even try to understand the book. As a result of that, today, many young Muslims who sometimes probably read the book and they don't understand it, they join ISIS. They join the radicals. They join the terrorists. Today I read a report. Do you remember 2 years ago, Boko Haram in Nigeria, they kidnapped 300 schoolgirls. Do you remember? Some of them, they were released today, and the report says many of them are pregnant. Schoolgirls, pregnant. Imagine when she delivers the baby who doesn't know his father. His father who says, I'm a Muslim, he's a fighter, he's mujahid, he's jihadi. He's fighting to establish Islamic state in his country, Islamic society in his country. He's trying to implement Sharia, this book. Imagine that person, what his or her feeling would be about Islam. They're going to hate Islam. They're not going to be Muslims anymore. So Allah says, you have to understand me. I did not send the book just to read it. I want you to liyadabbaru ayatih waliyatadhakkara ulul albab. Only those who have brains, those who possess intellect, they may reflect on the book. Those who do not have intellect, they are not going to enjoy the book. And therefore, my friends, listen to this. Every mu'min is not enough for the mu'min to be truthful and honest. It is necessary for every mu'min, female or male, to be also intelligent and smart. A mu'min is not a gullible. A mu'min is not foolish. Cannot be a foolish. Al-mu'minu kayyisun fatin. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. The mu'min is a smart, kayyis. The Prophet says smart, clever, alerted, kayyisun fatin. He's not naive. A mu'min cannot be naive. A mu'min cannot be weak-minded. Maybe simple-minded, yes, but not weak-minded. Not feeble-minded. Not foolish. Because he's going to inflict damage on himself and his family and ultimately his society and his country. Unfortunately, today, many who live within the religious circles, I am not speaking about secular or non-religious, even mutadayyinin religious, they are very naive. When they hear rumors, they don't check it out. While the Quran says, إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. When you hear rumors or gossip here and there, do not repeat it, do not forward it to anyone unless you make sure that this is true, this is a fact. فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Don't spread rumors. Many Muslims today, they thrive on rumors. Someone, Khabith, comes and he drops a rumor, a gossip in the middle of their community, and the following day everybody wakes up in the morning and they believe in this. They believe in it. فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Use your brain. We have given you brain. Don't be naive. Where is your aql? God says, I worked very hard to give you this aql. This aql is very sophisticated. Invaluable, use it. Sometimes, I'll give you an example. Istikhara is very good. Istikhara is not bad. But some people are addicted to it. Every day they take 50 istikhara. If they want to drink this, they take istikhara. Oh, no, this is bad. I don't eat it. If they want to eat, they go to, even sometimes when they buy shoes, they take istikhara. Should I buy this one or that one? This is not good. Allah says, where is your brain? Use your brain. You have to depend on your brain. If your brain is exhausted, you don't have a reason, you consult your father, your mother, your brother, your friend, and there is no reason, then as a last resort. Istikhara is the last resort. Allah does not want you to be dependent on the istikhara. Allah says, I have given you brain. Use your brain. Your brain is going to tell you a lot of things. Don't put your brain in a box and then depend on this and that. Don't be naive. So the Prophet ﷺ says, Allahumma arzuqni fihi al-dhihn. Give me during the month of Ramadan intelligence. Intelligence, mental stimulation and excitation and comprehension during the month of Ramadan. Make my brain works. Allow me to use, to incorporate my aql and my reason that you have given me in my life, in my affairs, in my family affairs, in my societal affairs. And then the second thing, وَالْإِبْتِعَادْ عَنِ السَّفَهِ وَالْتَمْوِيهِ. Keep me away from safah. Safah is foolishness. And therefore safah is mentioned in the Quran in many terms. Sometimes foolishness in money, in financial affairs. Allah says in chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, do not give your money, do not hand in your wealth, your money to someone who is inexperienced financially or someone who does not know how to handle money. وَلَا تُؤْتُ السُّفَهَاءَ أَمْوَالَكُمْ وَلَا. Do not give. Sufaha, feeble-minded. Financially they are feeble-minded. Do not give them their money. Don't give them even a single dollar, because they're going to burn it and waste it. Some people do not know how to handle money. He's in his 40s, 50s, 60s. He doesn't know how to handle money. He burns the money. He destroys the money. He destroys his family. He destroys his credit card. You should not give them money. Some of them are women, some of them are men. I've seen in some families, the wife, she is in charge and she's doing good because her husband is stupid. He burns the money. He doesn't know how to handle the money. Really, he doesn't know how to handle the money. He's like a 2 years old boy. Allah says you have to have rushd. The money, it's a gift. I have given you this amana, trust. I want you to handle it well. Don't misuse it. If you don't know how to handle it, if you don't have the capacity, then if you don't have financial intelligence, then give it to your wife. Let your wife, let your elder brother take care of it. So this is one. So many people that unfortunately they have lack of financial wisdom. Many people in our community, they lost their properties. They could not afford paying their mortgages. You know why? Because they got one loan and second loan and third loan and fifth loan on their property. When they come to the mortgage which is supposed to be $1,000, $1,200, $1,400, it becomes $10,000. Who can pay? Who can afford $10,000 a month? Definitely you're going to lose your house. And in many cases, when someone loses his house, his property, he would lose his dignity too. And his family too. So this is one type of feeble-mindedness when it comes to money. Another type of foolishness and feeble-mindedness is the aqidah. Someone embraces a doctrine, a faith that does not make sense. Again, Allah mentions this example in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبْ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ. Who would shun from the creed and the ideology of Ibrahim and the path of Ibrahim, except the one who's foolish? Many people today, they follow religions, which is laughable. When you look at that religion and read about it, 15 years ago I went to China. They took us to visit a temple there. And then I asked the guide, where is the Lord here? Who do they worship? He said, the Lord, he lives under China Sea. Under the sea there, under the water. What sort of God is this who is underwater? How can you reach out to him? Many people, they follow the creed, or those who worship idols. The Arabs, they wear plenty of palm trees and dates in Arabia until today. So in the morning, they build an idol, sanam, with the dates. When they get hungry about noontime or afternoon, they come and they dismantle it and they eat it. The following day, they build another one, and the third day there, and the fourth day. This is foolishness. Foolishness. Allah says, I have given you the mind, the brain, come and discover me. I am there. If you just, you're a little bit of your mind, just a little bit, you can reach out to me. You can see me. Amir al-Mu'mineen was asked one day, did you see your Lord? He said, of course. How can I worship a Lord that I did not see? But I did not see him with my physical eyes. I see him with my mind. Every single day I see God right in front of me. With my mind. With my reason. With my aql. A third type of safah. Safah, feeble-mindedness or foolishness. Is when someone does not know how to speak. Allah says, when you speak good. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. I have given you brain, and your mouth, your speech is reflective of your identity and your character. If you want people to discover your value and your true character, speak. They will discover who you are. So be careful in presenting yourself when you speak. Either don't speak. If you don't know how to speak, don't speak. Or if you speak, speak something worthy. They say one day, someone who used to weave, weaver, nasaj, he was weaving a cloak for the king in his city, in his town. He spent many days weaving this cloak, and then he took it to the king and he said to the king, I am presenting you with this valuable gift. So the king, he liked it. He looked at it. He liked it. He admired the weaver. He said to him, Ahsant, sent. He took it from him. And then he turned to his ministers. He said, how do I use this? Where should I use it? They say the best one to tell you how to use it and where is the weaver himself, Nasaj. Ask him. The guy who did it. He knows how to use it. So they called him. Come here. The king is asking how he's going to use this cloak. He stood before him. He said, Your Majesty, the best way to use it is to put it on your coffin when you die, inshallah. He was foolish. Rather than telling him you can wear it in the wedding, in the ceremonies, in the, you know, when you sit in, he said to put it on your janazah, cover your janazah with it. The king was so furious. He had prepared a gift to give him, a gift, money. He said, rather than giving him this gold and gift, I will separate his head from his body. People came to him, they said, no, please, your majesty, this is a foolish person. His neighbor said to him, imagine, his neighbor came to his rescue. He said, your majesty, this is my neighbor. And always when he was weaving this cloak, I heard him saying, Allahumma, ihfaz ra'si min lisani. Oh my God, I want you to protect my head from my tongue. He knew that he was foolish. So sometimes a person wants to do something good, he does something bad. You have to be careful. We all have to be careful, including me. I sometimes say something here, I go home, I get hurt. I get hurt. I say to myself, why? Was it necessary to say this? So we have to be careful when we speak. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Allah says, say the best. And we have given you the intelligence to say the best. If you don't do ajala, if you don't haste, you can say the best. Always when we haste, we say the wrong thing. So the Prophet is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَجَنِّبْنِي وَبَاعِدْنِي فِيهِ مِنَ السَّفَاهَةِ. Keep me away from foolishness and feeble-mindedness. What tamweeh? Let me conclude with tamweeh. What is tamweeh? Tamweeh in Arabic is concealment, when they conceal something, or confusion. The Prophet says, Ilahi, keep me away from confusion. There are some people who get confused. All of us, we get confused at some point in our life. But there are some people who are always confused in their life. Always, every single day, they are confused. They don't know what to do. Or they make the wrong choice every single day. Every single day. This is a disease. You have to ask Allah to keep you away from confusion. Allah says, I have a solution for you. If you want to stay away from confusion, we all get confused at some points. We need to ask, we need to know what's the right answer. But to spend your entire life in confusion, this is something very serious, very terrible, very bad. Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِن تَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. If you fear God and stay with God always and get connected to God, He's going to show you the right solution. Furqan means the right solution. You don't get confused. And you don't have to be prophet. You don't have to be the messenger of God. You don't have to be a ma'soom. Allah will show you the vision, the right answer sometimes. When you are with Him, He will show you. He would never neglect you. He would never abandon you. At the time of need, He will bring you the answer. But you have to be with Him. Sometimes God gives the answer, but we refuse to take it because we want to stay in confusion. He gives the answer. The answer is there. Sometimes you get the answer from your father, sometimes from your mother, sometimes from your husband, sometimes from your wife, sometimes from a neighbor, a friend, but we refuse to take it. Why? Because of arrogance. When people become arrogant, they refuse to take the answer, the advice. The Prophet says, وَجَنِّبْنِي فِيهِ وَبَاعِدْنِي فِيهِ مِنَ السَّفَاهَةِ وَالتَّمْوِيهِ. And also تَمْوِيهِ is, again, another meaning for تَمْوِيهِ is to deceive people. Keep me away. I don't want to be deceived. Neither I want to deceive you. I want to be honest with you. In my answers, in my conversations, in my dealings, in my trade, in my business, in my relationship, I want to be clean. I don't want to deceive. I want to stay away from fraud, from deception, from cheating. بَاعِدْنِي فِيهِ. I don't want to destroy my life. I don't want to wake up one day and I see I have many victims around me. I took their money, their property, their whatever, their dignity sometimes. Stay away from that. And then he concludes the Prophet ﷺ by saying, وَاجْعَلِّي نَصِيبًا مِنْ كُلِّ خَيْرٍ تُنْزِلُ فِيهِ. Allow me to have a share, nasib, from every goodness that you send down during this month. This is the month of an abundance of goodness. Abundance of goodness. We should not miss it. The gates of mercy, the gates of blessings are wide open. This is the season where Allah sends His blessings unlimited, non-stop, non-stop. Have you seen the season of sale here? December, when they want to get rid of their goods, they can sell them with very, very cheap value. Allah says, Ramadan is the season of my mercy. I have an abundance of mercy. I want to send it down. So he tries to find an excuse, any excuse, to send you his mercy. Do not be mahroom. Do not be deprived. Don't be deprived. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, the worst person, the most unfortunate person in this month, فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حُرِمَ غُفْرَانَ اللَّهِ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ الْعَظِيمِ. The most unfortunate person is the one who's going to miss God's mercy in this season of mercy. Do not be one of those who are going to be deprived. Tomorrow, inshallah, Salatul Jumu'ah at 1 p.m. And also, we have the youth camp coming, inshallah, in August 11th until 14th. So we want you to register to enjoy these 4 days in Camp Ocean Pie, 4 hours north of LA. And also, we have the other camp, the junior camp. It will be here in Irvine. And we want you to help us out with the iftar, my friends. Every night the masjid is providing the iftar for you. And we want you also to help yourself when you contribute, when you give. You are giving to your own self, to your own self. Nothing better than spending your money on feeding the mu'mineen who are fasting during the holy month of Ramadan. So please help us out. See Brother Samir Amiri and help him with the iftar. And on June 18th, we have a fundraiser for the hospital of Karbala, Imam al-Hujjah Hospital in Karbala, and the orphanage in Karbala, DRF, Development and Relief Foundation. They have on June 18th. If you want more information, you can come to me or Brother Samir, inshallah. We have a friend who is always with us, but nowadays he's bedridden. He's too sick to make it to the masjid, the Brother Mahmoud Rida. Let's pray for him. He follows us every night live from his house here. He cannot make it. He's on wheelchair. Many of you see him when you come. So let's recite Amman Yujib Al-Muftar for him and Dr. Ulumi and many others during the holy nights of Ramadan. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المرضى المنظورين اللهم ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.